Hey guys, so any ideas to research our podcast on? Any ideas?
Why don't we just go on the archives website and see the collections they have?
Yeah, let's just do that.
Yeah fine. All right.
We could research Amelia Earhart or John Perdue. These collections seem so boring.
Wait, there's a collection on psychoactive substances. Let's see what that one's about. So here on campus, they're collecting research on psychoactive substances, and the archives holds this collection. That could be pretty cool research.
I'm not really sure what psychoactive substances are.
The drugs that make you feel like you're gonna fly or something, you know, like mushrooms or LSD or ecstasy.
Substances, chemicals, drugs.
Hey there, listeners. I'm Matt Hadley, and today I'll be talking about the psychoactive substances collection created in 2006 here on our campus at Purdue. Now, some of you may be wondering what a psychoactive substance really is. According to the National Library of Medicine and the National Institutes of Health, it's any drug that acts on the nervous system where it affects the brain function, resulting in changes in perception, mood, consciousness, cognition, and behavior. The psychoactive drug collection was created to document the history and benefits of these drugs to medicine and healing. Basically, the collection consists of primary source materials, such as diaries of researchers on acid as a drug, manuscripts, books with pictures of magic mushrooms and colorful paintings done by artists high on LSD, research notes and data, and photographs of subjects tested with LSD. These are then archived and made available for future researchers. Buried among multiple collections in the archives about Purdue's history, we wonder why did our campus specifically start the collection on psychoactive substances for future medical research? Are these forms of drugs an issue on campus today? These are some questions we hope to answer. Walking into the archives on the top floor of the Education Library, we are quietly directed into a room behind the main desk. As soon as we store our backpacks and grab a notebook, Stephanie Schmitz, the woman in charge of the psychoactive substances collection, rolls out a cart filled with boxed files and books that look like they would fall apart with one touch.
Now this is kind of a smattering of a whole bunch of little collections that we purchased. Gary Fisher's daughter donated his papers. Stan Groff himself donated his papers. Some collections we do purchase because we want to keep building this collection. So this contains just a smattering of things.
Some of the main researchers featured in the psychoactive substances collection include Stan Groff.
He's really a luminary in this area of research. If you go to any conference on psychedelics, people are just head over heels about Stan Groff.
And Gary Fisher.
Gary Fisher was a researcher who worked with autistic children, administering psychedelics to autistic children. So can you imagine, like, what kind of crazy patient notes are in here? But he had some really good results.
So, as Stephanie went on about the variety of the collection, we wondered how this collection got started. And why does Purdue have a large enough interest in the research on psychoactive substances to hold an archival collection on it?
Purdue has this collection because of a professor named David Nichols in the Medicinal Chemistry and Molecular Pharmacology Department. And he recognized the need for an archive to preserve this material. And he's actually involved in the research as a chemist. He's one of the people who actually makes the substance for some of these government-approved studies.
Beyond the library archives on the fourth floor of the Education Library and the Stewart Center, we went out to the streets of Purdue. So, did you know that there was a collection of archival material on psychoactive substances here on campus?
No, I did not know that.
Have you ever heard of the use of psychoactive drugs on campus?
No.
Do you think there's a drug problem on campus?
Just marijuana, I think, but...
A little bit, but not bad.
Maybe a slight problem.
And this is how the majority of interviews went with students on campus. No one knew that there were a collection of material on psychoactive substances here on our campus. Students thought that the archives contained collections only pertaining to the specific history of Purdue, like information on the bell tower, or the Allmendinger Band, if they knew that we had no archives at all. So, we decided to dig a little deeper into the scope of drug usage on campus. Maybe the students aren't telling us something. Although they admitted to a problem involving marijuana, which is common on most college campuses, isn't it, and is excluded from the archive material because it isn't psychoactive, there seem to be no known problems with the use of psychoactive drugs. Maybe Purdue's strict policy prohibiting the use of drugs affected our findings on psychoactive drug use on campus. We need the perspective from a higher authority that really knows the scope of the drug issues on campus. To do this, we talked with the police officer, Lieutenant Weedy, about her experiences with students and drugs on campus today.
I did have an officer just, I think it was last week. He was actually out in the village. He was getting ready to have his dinner break, and he smelled the odor of marijuana on a couple people and stopped to talk to them. And he ended up and got, I think it was like 67 hits of ecstasy, some marijuana.
In a small section of the Purdue archives, there lies a collection on the research of the use of psychoactive substances that has just begun. Although it goes unnoted to the majority of students and faculty on campus, it continues to grow as it gains more and more material donated by researchers on the subject.
So,
okay, if I took your picture.
Oh, sure.
To prove that the collection is being used, especially by undergraduates, because it's really important to the people. Oh, yeah, just continue. We'll make it candid.
Look natural.
Thank you for listening to our investigation on the psychoactive substances collection found in the Purdue archives. Thank you to Stephanie Schmitz, the students of Purdue, and Lieutenant Weedy of the Purdue Police Force. I'm Matt Hadley, and we'll see you next time.